These days we get so bombarded with media. There's the 24-hour news cycle, there's the social media feeds. And of course, sometimes that news, or quite often that news, has a negative slant to it. That's the way it's designed, so that it hooks our attention. And if we expose ourselves to too much of that, that can have very negative effects on our mood and our physiology and our well-being. And so in this meditation, we're going to explore how we could bring mindfulness to media consumption, to start to consume it a little more mindfully, with a bit more awareness, to minimize any negative impacts. Because, you know, and that's probably pretty important to stay up to date with developing trends, but certainly at times there are, you know, there's a lot of negative content out there. So anything that we do to maintain a sense of presence and balance while we're consuming that can be a very helpful thing. And so start by just closing the eyes and feeling your body touching whatever you're sitting on. Just being with the breath for a few moments, allowing your body to breathe naturally. No attempt to control the breath, just an awareness of the breath unfolding naturally in the body. Expansion and contraction, the rising and falling. And the breath can be such a good anchor. We're always breathing throughout the day, so if we're paying attention to the breath, it just keeps us a little present, a little more present. Stops us getting lost in thoughts or distractions. And also, of course, the moment we start paying attention to the breath, it starts to calm the body down. I mean, the first thing we might notice is how not calm we feel. You know, agitation in the body, tension, busy mind, breath feeling really constricted and unnatural. But the moment we attend to it, we start to calm down by activating the parasympathetic nervous system. That can be very helpful. So just being with the breath as it is. Noticing the tendency of the mind to wander, to plan, think, evaluate, judge, remember, imagine. And if you ever take time to observe the mind, just to notice what goes through the mind, perhaps as you're meditating, you'll notice that there's a negative slant to it, what scientists call a negativity bias. So we're much more likely to notice negative or unpleasant things than we are pleasant or positive things. We remember more negative incidents. We just react more strongly to negative emotions than positive emotions. We feel worse about losing things that we had than we do about never getting them in the first place. It's just how the mind works. And you can literally observe that when you meditate, just by noticing the frequency of, I guess we could say, negative thoughts, judgments, worry, dwelling, rumination, focusing on problems in any way, even if it's problem solving. And with any meditation, any mindfulness meditation, we just accept that it's normal that the mind's going to wander off, and we notice where it's gone, and then we just gently and patiently bring the attention back to the present, so back to the body, the breath, as ways of just anchoring us in the present. And next time you're watching the news, scrolling through your social media feed, talking about the latest news headlines with your colleagues, any moment that you're consuming news media, try to remember just to stay present with the breath. Just to be really present, so that you don't lose yourself in the story, you don't lose yourself in reactions or judgments about what you're seeing or hearing. very important that we stay present. Helps us to stay objective, to not get caught up in reactions that might harm our well-being. And you can practice that right now, just staying with the breath. Coming back anytime the mind wanders. And as the mind inevitably wanders off, just noticing the kinds of things that are hijacking your attention. And when those unpleasant memories or negative thoughts do arise in the mind, see if you can notice the contraction in the body. There'll be some sensation in the body, maybe a holding of the breath or a muscle tension or a feeling of heat, anger, that there'll be some sensation in the body. So just starting to become aware of that, making the link between negative thinking and unpleasant sensations in the body. Meditation, of course, is one of the most powerful tools for developing self-awareness, and that's what we're doing right now, becoming more and more self-aware, more able to notice when the mind wanders, noticing habits of the mind, like its tendency to get hooked up in problems and negative thinking. Noticing the relationship between the mind and the body, how contraction in the mind creates contraction in the body. And when you practice this in meditation, it has a way of just showing up a little more in your day-to-day life. And of course, you can also cultivate it there. So the next time you're watching the news, next time you're consuming any news media, see if you can, as I said before, stay really present. Stay with your body, stay with your breath. Notice any contraction, any emotions or reactions that take place in the body as you read about or hear about or see certain news content, so that you can become aware of the ways that you react. And those reactions are driven by thoughts. And so just like right now in the meditation, you could notice that you're caught up in a particular thought that's making you feel stressed or unhappy in some way, and just come back to your breath. Just be with your breath for a moment. Or come back to what's actually happening in that news report, rather than getting caught in your reactions to it. And something that I heard once, which I find personally really helpful when watching the news, is to focus on the helpers. So yeah, there's the carnage, or there's the disease, or there's the financial collapse, or there are all those things that are happening, but there are always people helping. This is Mr. Rogers, that famous TV show from the 60s that said this. His mum taught him to always look for the helpers, so that you start to see beyond just the problems in the world, the negativity, to actually see that there's always someone reporting, holding a camera, trying to bring things into the light. There's always someone there with a cross on their armband, some emergency management worker perhaps applying bandages or doing what they can. There's always people trying to help, and it's good to see that too. And in my experience, when I do both of these things, when I stay present and notice my own reactions, and when I remember to look for the helpers, that leads to a much, I guess, more balanced and a much healthier consumption of news media. And so my invitation to you is to start to practice that, perhaps do this meditation a couple more times, and then really start to apply that whenever you're watching or listening or reading or talking about news. And for now, as we bring this meditation to a close, just allowing your eyes to open and bringing your attention fully back into the room.